From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. On Saturday, Mexicans began mourning those that were claimed by an 8.1 magnitude earthquake Thursday and Hurricane Katia overnight. Bejon Hamdard has the story.
Hardest hit was Juchitán, a Oaxaca state city where 36 people died when the magnitude 8.1 quake struck. President Enrique Peña Nieto said a third of the city's homes collapsed or were uninhabitable. Two others died in a mudslide in the Gulf Coast state of Veracruz after Hurricane Katia hit late on Friday. Peña Nieto said authorities were looking to reestablish supplies of water and food and provide medical attention to those who need it. Bejan Hamdard, VOA News.
Evacuations took place across Florida as the effects of Hurricane Irma could be felt in the southern portion of the state. More than 5.6 million residents have been ordered to evacuate, and Governor Rick Scott told them to heed the call.
If you've been ordered to evacuate, you need to leave now. Do not wait. Evacuate. Not tonight, not in an hour. You need to go right now. If you're in an evacuation zone, leave.
While Hurricane Irma is currently a Category 3 storm, it is expected to regain strength as it approaches the Florida Keys. 22 people have died thus far from Hurricane Irma. Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras says the Greek economy is turning around and will no longer be under the supervision of the country's creditors in 2018. Tsipras said the Greek economy will grow in 2017 after a 9-year recession and that jobs are growing at the fastest pace since 2001. He also said foreign investor interest was growing. This is VOA News. Rohingya insurgents in Myanmar have called for a month-long ceasefire starting Sunday in order to allow humanitarian aid to reach those affected by the conflict. The ceasefire announcement comes as U.S. State Department spokesperson Heather Nauert recently called for greater access.
We'd like to certainly call on the government of Burma to allow better, greater access for reporters and journalists to be able to enter that country and be able to provide accurate information about what's going on the ground. There also remains a humanitarian situation where it is very difficult for humanitarian aid groups to be able to get in and provide the supplies and the support that is necessary.
Insurgents from the Arakan Rohingya Salvation Army launched an attack on dozens of police posts and an army base late last month, leading to the displacement of more than 300,000 people. The UN Refugee Agency warns overcrowding and deteriorating conditions on Greece's eastern Aegean islands are causing serious distress among refugees. Lisa Schlein reports from the UNHCR headquarters in Geneva.
The UN Refugee Agency reports that refugees from Syria, Iraq, and other destitute and conflict-ridden countries are arriving on Greece's islands faster than the government can transfer them to the mainland for processing. UNHCR spokeswoman Cecile Puy says living conditions are particularly bad for refugees on the islands of Lesbos, Samos, Leros, and Chios.
Many of the people have been staying on the islands for months, and the conditions have affected their physical and mental health.
The UNHCR is calling for robust action to improve conditions in reception facilities on the islands. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
UN experts say North Korea illegally exported coal, iron, and other commodities worth at least $270 million to China and other countries. These include India, Malaysia, and Sri Lanka. The exports took place during the six-month period ending in August in violation of UN sanctions. The experts say North Korea is also reportedly continuing prohibited nuclear activities with weapons-grade fissile material. The panel said it is investigating the involvement of North Koreans in prohibited activities in Africa and Syria. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte said he ruled out the possibility of allowing Islamic State-linked militants to flee a southern city in exchange for the release of dozens of hostages. The militants seized large parts of Marawi City on the island of Mindanao in May, and a number of fighters have held out for more than 100 days of airstrikes and ground attacks by troops. The military has launched its final push to retake Marawi and is coming under heavy fire from gunmen as troops try to secure buildings. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.